Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Wyatt needs to make a decision. Flynn is flirting? ? We don't really know, and we also got the King of Blues. Stay tuned after that opening.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to another timeless episode where the girls have taken over. Yeah! We are so happy. Again, if you don't know what's happening, it's the Timeless After Show. What's up? I'm your host, Alexis Torres, who is taking over for Frank. He's much prettier than I am, but don't worry, he will be back next week. With my panel, starting from my far left.
Lefty Lucy.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Takira Chabre.
Hey guys, it's Virginia Raina Dunn. So happy to be here.
And hey, Carrie Lane here.
Hey, so we are going to talk about this awesome episode, which was a lot of action, but also have a lot of questions just about our weird dudes in this episode, mostly aka Wyatt. So definitely hang out with us. We have a live chat up, and definitely leave your comments if you're watching later to tell us what you think of what's happening in Timeless. So, ladies, what did we think of this episode? Overall thoughts. Tell me the things.
Finally, Connor got to do something.
Yeah!
Right? He finally was useful, and like, I was wondering, I'm like, who's going to know the information? I liked, he's like, guys, don't you know who this is? Then I got worried. I'm like, have they changed history already and nobody knows?
Oh, no.
Like, no,
awful.
He's just the music. He's the music nerd.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense for Connor Mason, I feel.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was a great episode. I had a little bit of mixed emotions. I loved it because it's another San Antonio episode, which is where I'm from.
Yeah.
But, you know, I loved that they were finally putting him in there and he was like, no, I never have been in this. Like, he didn't kind of want to go in it, you know? And I'm like, oh, man, he made his own machine and he doesn't trust it. That's interesting.
So, wait, being from that area, sorry, did you know any of those musical figures?
I did. So my grandfather actually owned like a men's tailor shop downtown. Ooh. And yeah, so he had all kinds of people that would come in, and he was kind of a weird, like a legend back then that he got to, you know, do all of that kind of stuff for just random people would come in and have suits made.
That's
so
cool.
Dope.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So
yeah. I loved it. I love the switch up, you know, again, taking different people back, you know, and the lifeboat and stuff. You know, / mothership, whatever. Like, boat, rather.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved the switch up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just so different. And it was, but it was also really nice to see Mason and Rufus really, really connecting in this episode, since we don't really get that much of them. You know, because in the first season we did, they were mostly, you know, talking and conversing, mostly because of the Rittenhouse stuff, but now they're actually just kind of nerding out together, which is really, really cool. So I appreciate it. But we're going to talk about someone that I really want to get your thoughts on. Mm-hmm. Wyatt and Agent Christopher. So.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked Wyatt to stay back and sends Flynn in instead, which I was like, this isn't going to end well, but okay. Mm. And she's like, I want you to do something else. We're going to take down Rittenhouse today. And I was like, all right, hold up, pump the brakes. What do you
mean?
She's
a little ambitious.
Give me more details. Right. I don't know what you mean. And she sends Wyatt in by himself into the place where she gets kidnapped.
It's only recon. It should be fine.
Yeah. No!
He couldn't even take out Emma by himself. Like, how is he going to take out all of Rittenhouse?
Yo, I was so upset. I was like, why are you? I was with Gia on this. I was like, so you're going to send the one guy by himself.
The one, like, the muscle.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, we have Flay now, muscle. But, like...
But still.
Yeah, he's not the one with a completely dark past. Hello.
It may sent, be... like, a drone or something like that. Yeah. Like, something technology and not waste our human...
Yeah. I mean, true. I feel like, I mean, obviously we're doing it for story, but I feel like we could have switched it where I'm like, Flynn would have been more eager to do this. I'm like, just send them in. Just
get him,
champ.
Would he have killed Lucy's mom?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But I mean, that's why.
But that means Lucy wouldn't be there. So would Flynn not do it? Because he's flirting with her now.
Okay, I could not.
No, he did it because he likes her. That's why. He doesn't want to kill her. He doesn't want to be the person who killed her mom.
But they're not going back in time killing her. It's present day.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true. Yeah, it would have. I think I was thinking that a little too. I'm like, wait, does that mean she won't exist?
Right.
I'm like, oh. So I used to them time traveling.
It's timey-wimey. I get it.
I didn't really like it. I like Agent Christopher, I was thinking, just because you have a chip on your shoulder, you're just going to randomly and, you know, irresponsibly send someone. So that made me really mad. Mm. I kind of lost a lot of respect for Agent Christopher.
I feel like it's tough, too, because I understand where she's coming from, but I also feel like because she got blindsided in the last episode, she's taking it out. You know what I mean? Like, she feels like her pride's been hurt, so she's like, okay, well, I'm gonna do the secret mission, and I'm gonna look really cool if I take down Ritten. I'm like, no.
And why couldn't they, if she, like, now knew where, like, why go back in time to defeat if she knew this, like, why?
Why bother,
Yeah, why bother? But, well, I get it, but, you know.
Did you like her speech at the end, too, Wyatt, of like, well, why didn't you kill her, and you need to get your together, and I was like, whoo!
Yeah, whatever.
It's like, well, because she threatened their family. I mean, I get it. But, yeah, it was just a little too... I mean, if you lost him, what would happen? Like, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Can you imagine when they come back?
How do you explain that to everyone? I'm sure they'd be really mad.
Especially Lucy, even though she's, like, trying to push down damn feels, that she would be like, did what?
Getting new feels, though.
Yeah, we'll get to him, because I have things to talk about that boy. I mean, he's a grown man, but you know what I mean. But yeah, so the fact that he went in, he, one, already almost died, which was also kind of scary, but I mean, it's Wyatt, he could take care of himself.
Yep.
But then they find HQ, and he goes in, one gun blazing, mind you, because not just all guns blazing, it's just one, and he obviously annihilates everything. He doesn't kill Lucy's mom, but it was just, I don't know. Like, it worries me what Agent Christopher's trying to do. I don't like it.
I just don't understand how there isn't surveillance there. Like, if it's Rittenhouse, you'd think that they would have seen him coming. And, like, he just took out one guy after another. I don't know.
Oh, I was just like, okay, I get why it's good, but I feel like he would have gotten at least injured. At least a couple times. Just something. I don't know. Either way, it's fine, I guess. But yeah, so what you said, Agent Christopher's like, you need to get your stuff together. Talk to Lucy. And we kind of got that towards the end of the episode, but it was more of a, okay.
He's pulling a Twilight.
Why,
he's
Carrie?
Like,
I don't know who to choose. That's
just
tough.
Because it's being stupid. That's why.
I just think it's funny because he's like, oh, obviously I'm going to pick Jessica because she's my wife and I have her back now. I get a second chance. But also, I started something with you and I want to be together. No!
I don't even think it's that. I think, the fact that now Flynn is someone, and we'll, of course, talk about that, but that's always going to be a test of pushing a button. So, you know, of course, we'll get to that. But I get a little, you know, tangent about that one.
Oh, he's very jealous.
Yeah, definitely. Clearly.
Yeah. And I think Flynn is feeding off of that. He's like,
oh, he's like, hey.
Sucks to be you. It's not great. But, so I'm worried about Wyatt, but I feel like he's, at least towards the end of the season, he's going to have to make a decision. Also trying to figure out what's going to happen to Jessica.
Some people they've been reading, like, some of the fans, they've been saying that maybe she's Rittenhouse, but I feel like if she was Rittenhouse, then maybe she would have already done something to them. No. But, I mean, she could be a sleeper agent from way back, you know, they could have planted it, because how did they get her back? I feel like they definitely are the reason that she's
suspicious.
Back.
Suspicious, yes.
You know, so I feel it's like, strange. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, she's definitely Rittenhouse. A couple episodes ago,
Yeah. A little wrong on that bandwagon. Now we're like, there has to be a reason. It can't just be like, oh, we brought her back to just trip up the team. No.
That's too easy.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
Anyway, but a person who is just an awesome lady who actually has her life together, Maria Menounos. She has a podcast called Conversation with Maria Menounos. It features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and many more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's for free, so go check it out. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was the Timeless Podcast after show that sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. So, also something I wanted to check out is the history that we got with our famous, awesome person, Robert Johnson. Since I know a lot of people don't know, they know of him, but they don't know the actual history of him, which I feel like someone down there on the bottom knows.
You know, being from little old Mississippi.
Oh, here we go!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually from Tennessee, but that's even, you know, worse. But
yeah!
I just wanted to say Mississippi.
I love it.
So, but yeah, he is, like, the blues, you know, the blues singer. But what's really interesting is kind of his whole aura, this whole, like, devil. They reference it a little bit in the show. Mm-hmm. This whole, you know, selling my soul to the devil. But what's really interesting is he died only, like, 2 years after this was, like, based, by the way.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
This, they
so
went
did
back.
He get famous before he died, at least?
He did.
Got some of ish. It.
Okay. So, like, you know, this is based since 1936. Yeah. He died in 1938.
Wow.
He died from you know, that's the interesting thing. They don't know. So,
what?
Exactly. So, well, they're not sure, but kind of his rundown, you know, for those that don't know him, is he, like, probably, like, 5 or 6 years prior to, he was known as being, like, oh, he used to sing, he used to play a harmonica, but he absolutely, completely sucked at the guitar. No, at the guitar.
Yeah.
Which is what he was known for in this episode. But kind of a long story short, he was known to just kind of disappear, run off, like, kind of go solo, and then just mysteriously, like, come back. But one night, which is where the song Crossroads that we opened up the show with, is about a moment when he kind of mysteriously took his tangent kind of elsewhere, which is so funny because Don Law references it in this episode when he was like, oh, his disappearing acts are legendary. For those that didn't know, that's what he's talking about. Robert left, went to these crossroads, so to speak, and the myth or legend is that he went to these crossroads, didn't know a lick of guitar, talked to the devil, and then the devil tuned his guitar, and all of a sudden he came back to, you know, the light and all these tune joints and stuff, and he can play beautifully, like, overnight.
Wow. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah,
like the story.
Yeah. Like, overnight. It's crazy. But long story short, it's so funny because I do want to read, like, a specific.
Yeah.
That... some of the theories on his death was Johnson was murdered by the jealous husband of a woman with whom he flirted at a bar. She gave him, which she didn't know, supposedly, but she gave him a poisoned bottle of whiskey. He loved his whiskey.
Okay.
And he took it, and supposedly she got that bottle of whiskey from her husband.
Oh, okay. No!
Wow.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy. Very plausible.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, I can see it, too. But yeah, it's really interesting. Some little things that I had from 1936, which were kind of interesting, too, is that the average cost of a new house back then was $3,925.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know.
You know. Wow. Can buy a few of those. And a gallon of gas was 10 cents.
Oh!
House rent was $24 a month.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just saying.
It hurts so much.
You know.
No.
That'd buy, like, 30 minutes worth of rent here in...
Not even.
Yeah.
Maybe just like a second.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, that's kind of a little answer. But he didn't really get popular until... afterwards, like in the 60s, when they started to kind of revisit his records, and he was, I think, put in the Hall of Fame in like the 80s or something like
that's
that,
cool.
Which is just like yesterday, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of many artists, it's their way to become immortal in a way. But unfortunately, you know, it's not the huge while they're alive.
Yeah.
Something that I noticed, I don't know if anybody, if they covered it. So they said the law guy was helping him record it. But if he died, who did they say? I mean, they said...
it said Lando.
That was
Mason's code name.
Yeah.
So
which is, did you guys pick up on who that is?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, like, I want the next step that I'll be like, that's where we got the name.
Yeah. You know? Oh, Star Wars? That would have been really funny. Yeah, that was what really that was. Cute. Oh, okay. I would have been so happy.
Because that was my, like, wait, what was it? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, 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 the record.
Yeah. I always love it when we have those episodes where their surnames get thrown into history. Yeah. So I think one was like Brad Pitt, but it wasn't like actually Brad Pitt. So I'm just like, wait, so was Brad Pitt named after this Brad Pitt? So yeah.
Too much.
Oh, and being the yeah in the song.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to get that's how I'm going to end the episode because it's just, it's so dang adorable. It makes me happy. But yeah, so obviously, one, I really love that because I didn't know. Because I knew that he made a deal with the devil with these crossroads, hence why his song. But I didn't know, like, the little details, which is like him disappearing and stuff. Like, I just, it went over my head. I had no idea. Also, did anyone suspect our lady who was there helping Donna as a sleeper agent?
No.
Completely missed her. I forgot about her.
You know what? I found it completely weird that the whole interracial relationship, like, I know that back then it was a thing, but it wasn't so, like, openly a thing.
True.
And so when they kissed, I was like,
I was expecting Robert to be like,
it stood out to me. But even Johnson, he was like, oh.
Yeah, that's what stood out the most to me. Because he was like, okay, I know that it's strange. I mean, heck, even today it kind of it's looked at sideways.
Yeah, still.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't happening. But hey, girl. Hey. But the fact that Johnson looked at it a little weird, that's what I was like, is she not supposed to be there? I don't know, it was a little strange.
No, I didn't even pick up on that. Like, I thought about it when they kissed. I was just like, you guys are really bold to be just out and about in the 30s.
Well, it was in the hotel room, so.
That's true.
It's not like they're walking on the street together, but, still.
But still.
Also, he's from England, so maybe it would have been easier over there.
Oh,
that's interesting.
I didn't even think about that.
Okay,
so,
that's true.
Okay.
Or he would have been more open-minded about it.
That's true.
Wow. That's a good point.
I didn't even think about that. God, you're so smart.
Well, because then we get also the Connor with his funny accent.
Oh, I mean, that was really funny. I did appreciate that of them being like, what?
That was really cute.
I also love, I also love that they couldn't figure out their story because there was too many hands in the cookie jar at this point, and he was just like, I don't follow, what? So the FBI and, oh God, what did Connor say? MI6?
Said MI6.
All together, what? Do you guys all work together now? And I was like, oh my God, this is
They
much.
Have women?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. But
Lucy's
I also,
like, eye roll.
I know, but I also love it because even though we don't harp on it the entire time, like, the fact that he mentioned just one line about her being a woman, but we didn't bring it up for the rest of the episode, and when Rufus was going to make that phone call and you saw the sign, and it was just, I love that, because it doesn't have to, like, smack you in the face with racism or sexism all the time. They just kind of, like, throw a little something in there, and I really like that.
But no dogs? Like,
oh, that was ridiculous. I was like, wow.
And and they came first.
Yeah, like, before dogs. Everybody else, and I was just like,
everybody else, like, thanks. That's
but funny. Again, but it's enough to be like, it will burn into your memory of just like, wow, really? Yeah. That's the order that you choose? Oh, that's awful. But yeah, I again, like, I enjoy that Mason was fanboying over the fact that he gets to meet his legend, gets to drive him around and go to the, I don't know what the name of the
sister's joint.
Joint, I didn't know if it was just joint or if he had like a different word for it, because I couldn't catch it on the on my subtitles, so I was just like, is he saying joint or
joint.
Junk? What's he saying? But yeah, but I loved seeing that whole environment,
that
I guess.
Scene, yeah,
that scene was really cool. It also was just like, oh man, we did some weird stuff back in the day. Because, you know,
fun
like,
dance.
Yeah, because the dancing
the
is
flips.
Really awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
The flips
oh,
and like
it.
Being, oh no, I think it's beautiful. I just think it's really funny because I feel like if you were from 2018 walking into like an establishment like that, you'd be like, why is that guy just lifting that? What? Oh, they're walking off now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We had more skilled dancing back in the years.
I think, yeah, and I think for it's sure. really cool. It's just, I just think that it's such a weird concept, because I feel like if you go into anywhere else, you would see a bunch of people throwing women up in the air, and you're just like,
all right. Swing
of Can we talk about how cute Connor was whenever he was, like, in awe of all of that, and when he got off of the time machine? That was one of my he was like, oh, the hair is on my
Oh, it was such a beautiful, and then he's like,
huh?
But I was waiting for it, because everybody gets sick every time they go through. Except for Flynn, I guess, I think, because he...
Well, they said it's different, but we didn't see him puke.
Yeah.
Right, but they're like, oh, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, whatever.
That was really
And that was another eye roll. And so, so that was really cool, where he's just like, he's describing it, and his beautiful accent, and all the wonderful adjectives, and just hurl really off camera. Cute. It was beautiful. And all Flynn's like, and boom goes the dynamite.
He's like, and...
So cute.
Oh, I like when Flynn kind of was like, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah. No, I like that. I mean... Yeah. Now we can talk about this boy. So, Flynn.
Yes.
So, obviously, they went to go take care of Robert Johnson, but Flynn's like, so, Lean.
Oh, my god.
So, what are you going to do about this Wyatt character? Also, yeah, I know you so well. I have your journal. We should talk about it. How do we feel about this kind of trying to start something here? Question
mark? It's so creepy, though. Like, could you imagine somebody having your journal, like, knowing all of your thoughts? I would not hook up with that person, just for that reason.
I mean, Lucy was doing well, though, in the beginning. She's like,
I know, but it's starting to come true. And what if it says, like, they do hook up and, like, he totally knows?
I bet you he knows.
You know, he knows.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yes. He has to know.
Yeah.
And you
He's
know
holding
what?
Information.
And you know. You know what? The live chat, by the way, is, like, going crazy with shipping shipping Flynn and Lucy.
So, wait, are we switching now?
I'm just saying.
What's the ship name?
We don't... No one's posted a ship name yet, but I'm sure it's coming soon. But yeah, I think some people are...
Floosie?
I mean,
Floosie? He is a
floosie. But can we just say it's completely weird that he could
he
be completely
to kill
them? that he's using the things in her journal to his advantage to hit on her.
Oh, no, he's like the mom in the song. Like at first, I really liked the apology. He's like, you know what? I went about this wrong. I should have been like, I want to get to know you instead of just the journal. I was
lies.
Like, okay.
Lies and deceit.
Yeah.
But then the song and she opened up. But I like that she's totally on it. She goes, you probably read that in my journal, right? And he's kind of like, yeah. He didn't lie about it.
I'll
at least
give him that.
Like,
I'll give him that.
She still fell for it.
But at the same time, it's the same thing. Like, Wyatt, his wife died, and then she came back. And same thing with Flynn. Like, what if his wife comes back?
Oh.
I don't...
Like, the same thing could happen to her. Don't do it twice.
Timeless writers, please don't do this.
I don't think so. I feel his is different.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're just trying.
But it's a good point.
It could happen. It's not impossible. I mean, if we're in, like, you know, season 5, 6, who knows?
Oh, my God.
So, I mean...
I'll be so angry.
But come on, we understand lonely Lucy.
No,
let me take that bottle.
Dumped,
I just like the door knock. It was like...
But look, because you can see it on her face that she was like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah,
I'm making a big mistake. Also, please open the door. I'm so
upset. No, but he's a gentleman enough to be like...
He didn't have to say anything. He was just like, I'll just let it
He didn't make it weird. He's just like, come on in.
Come on in, baby girl. I got you. Run away, Lucy.
I feel like we've all had that moment. At
no,
some
it's
point,
all.
You know?
It's
like,
a kitty. Let me bring up my list. And we'll just go through it. This is not about the timeless after show. I'm going to talk about my mistakes.
But no.
I mean, it's just. Lucy is such a smart person, but she does dumb things sometimes, and it makes me angry.
She's human.
But
she's
I know,
human,
but that's
exactly.
What, yeah, so I like
and
that she
lonely
has
lonely and semi-heartbroken.
But, I mean, about the whole journal
He's
thing.
A psychopath.
Well, never mind. I was about to say something out loud, like, why didn't she read the journal when she had that moment with it, but...
I don't
well,
think
you
she
don't
wanted
want
to
know
in the future.
I'm blanking on it, but where is it right now?
I thought he has it.
Well, we thought that it was with Rittenhouse, with the mother.
Okay.
Because, you know, last season, very end, he gave it to her, then he got arrested, and then she had it for a little while, so she could have easily read it. That would have been the very first thing that I did when I read it.
Yeah, at least skim it.
Skim it.
I'm nosy.
Skim, okay, what were my thoughts back in, like, 2028?
Look for names to stand out.
Yeah, so, but no, then... They got kidnapped and all that good stuff, so we think right
now. But I have a question, though. Okay, so if this journal is from the future...
Yes.
How come they're not going to the future?
Oh, I think they're saving that episode for us.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta happen,
It's
though,
gotta
right?
happen.
Like, so are they currently in the past?
Well, I guess Flynn
because
is, right?
Because the future
Flynn has...
already happened.
Flynn
and their
is in the
journal
past.
Is from the future. Is the whole show in the past?
Flynn's,
I mean, to us, it's our present, but I guess to Flynn, because
no,
he's gone to the, because he's gone to the future, for him, this is, like, him time,
and how
like,
did
in the
he
past.
Get to the future? Was he the only one?
Yo, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Timeless writers, questions that need answers.
Also, people in the chat or in the comments, yes. Please help us. Right. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's also
what
been
What are
while.
Your theories?
Yeah, especially because that poor journal has been passed around so much. Also, the fact that
photo
I feel like...
copies? Digital copies? But come
also,
on.
I'm also like, is the journal even helpful now? Because the past and the present has changed so much.
Well, I wonder if it adjusts itself. Mm.
You think so?
It could.
Yeah, know. Because that coin was changing itself. Yeah. Why wouldn't
true,
the journal?
True. What did the coin change to?
Nixon.
Last episode?
Nixon.
Oh, it was Nixon. Okay, I was like, I can't tell this old white person on this coin right now.
I just went to the Nixon Library last weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. It's actually pretty cool. Yeah.
I gotta see that.
That's pretty neat.
But yeah, it's crazy. And also, not to completely surpass it, because we should talk about the Connor Mason moment where Rufus tells his story about how Connor Mason flew from Seoul to see him about, you know, the fact that he was about to fail. Was it his finals?
Or, it felt like it was his finals. Like,
yeah,
he's
like right
at
before
the
graduation,
end,
right?
And he was doing great, and then breaks down.
Yeah,
like has
like
a mental break
before
yeah.
like his graduation or something like that. And he brought him a double cheeseburger.
And it was like milkshake and hang out.
Yeah, and some advice. And so now we were doing the same. Except I was like, but is it weird that like out loud I went, without the cheeseburger, you're failing for me, sir.
Oh, could you imagine what kind of good like barbecue stuff
don't
they
even
have at
like,
that?
Just I
joint?
Want ribs, pork chops.
Yum.
I'm cornbread.
So hungry. Yeah. but yeah, but I love that moment. And again, the I want to save that. So I want to talk about Gia for a split second here. So she's been trying to hide her
yes.
visions
oh,
from Rufus.
Yes,
and I'm like,
it's just so stupid.
Stop this! But
there should be a way to tell him and not be too cryptic, but not you know give away too much. Just be like, okay. Be aware of this. But then even that, then they fixate on it, and then that causes a bomb anyway. So
it's rough for Gia because she cannot win in this scenario. It's either you tell them everything, and then they're thinking about it all the time, or you tell them some things, but they're still thinking about those some things the entire
it's
time.
Super Macbethian.
Well, and it's also awful because it keeps coming true. Like, everything she happens keeps coming true, and so her boyfriend's dying. Like, what do you do?
There's really no way to change it. So I feel like, at first, I was thinking, you know what, Rufus, you just need to grab your cojones, and you need to, like, listen and just take it with a grain of salt, but... We're human, like you said. It's just kind of hard not to.
Could she keep telling him and he practices not freaking out so much? Because the other one, he was just, like, thinking of the guy with the gun. It was just,
the
like, the problem is, like, he was doing a tunnel vision with it. And it's, like, you need to be more, here are bullet points. Like, think of his bullet points, not the exact things.
Yeah.
Like, that would be better. It's, like, okay, here, let's practice.
Or could she tell someone else that's going with him and then them look out for him?
Mm-hmm. Might cause it, though, too.
That could.
You know, Rufus is kind of all over the place. It's so funny. It's cute. I love it. I mean, like, someone mentioned in the chat the awful joke at the door of the bathroom bunker between him and Riot.
And then we gotta pee.
He was like, this is a work environment.
Oh,
and then they break down, like, ha, ha, ha. I kind of, like, at first I didn't get it. I got it.
Yeah. I was very, because they were very, like, vague about what was happening. I'm like, oh, Wyatt and Jessica are asleep. Oh, okay, you could have just said that.
Well,
we're all adults here.
But I think, I mean, I got it, but it was, like, super overly funny. So in the back of my mind, I was like, did I miss something? I didn't miss anything. Okay.
It was really,
I thought the punchline at the end of the dialogue was funny, too. And he's like, but I really got to pee.
Yeah. But I love it because Lucy was like.
Do they have one bathroom in this whole facility?
Yep.
Yep.
Like, I kind of understand a shower and bathroom, but they don't have a
one
and a half bath.
No, it's just one. Man, I know houses in, like, Pennsylvania that have five rooms and one bathroom. It's BS. Anyway.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, there are houses. I know someone who lives in a four-bedroom townhouse, and it only has one bathroom.
Oh, they don't even have a half bath?
No, it's just one bath. One entire
bad
bath
design.
For all four. Yeah,
terrible.
I mean, rent is $7.25, but still.
We're stuck on that rent thing.
I'm upset. I pay a lot for my 400 square foot place, okay? Stupid. Anyway.
And you have two baths.
Yeah, I mean, I treat it like it. But anyway, so, it was just, I feel bad for Gia because I want to help her, but at the same time, it's also like, and also we all know that Rufus is not actually going to die. And if they do, we have a time machine. We can save him. I hope.
But you can't go back in time.
No, lies. So we're gonna break it.
My bad. They could go to maybe a time and fix some other kink in that line. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they were able to bring Jessica back. There has to be a way.
Yeah.
If Rufus actually dies.
Yes.
No, he's not. But yeah, my favorite moment of the entire episode was Mason going back and listening to the record and hearing his "yeah" in the background of the recording. That was great. That was my favorite moment of this entire episode. Because I was, we were actually talking about it earlier, how we were excited because when he did it and he like covered his mouth, I was like, oh, that's going to be in the recording.
Yeah,
and he probably did it because he heard it. In terms of, that's why I felt he did it.
No, what? I thought he just did it out of excitement.
No, I thought it was like the loop. What? Like, he's singing along, right? So, I mean, it's a little bit of both. I felt it as the excitement, but he's singing along with the song.
I see your
and then goes like, yeah, because he knows, like, that's the thing to chime into. And then it was like, oh, whoops, I said it out loud. Because then later he hears the yeah. And it's part of the song, so it's that kind of nice time circle.
I think he was just excited. But yeah. That, I see that time circle thing that's like blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, that's very timey-wimey of you, and I love it. Timey-wimey. I didn't even think about that.
Could be maybe a little bit of both.
The level, the levels of this, like, Carrie has me over here, like, time-braining it. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, because he's been listening to that as a, what did he say, as a pimply teenager.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you never know. It could have been like, oh, that guy.
He's like, oh,
that guy ruined that part of that take, blah, 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 blah. And then it was actually him when it was over.
That is so funny.
My brain. But yeah, it was such a great moment because, again, we don't get much of Mason, and it was just really nice to see that kind of human aspect, which is sad to say, but it was also kind of, we've been waiting for this low.
Yeah.
For him, but now that he's picking up from where he left off.
Oh, I liked when he was drunk. They're like, are you
drunk? Yo, that was hilarious. Like, I loved it.
Let me tell you.
He just pulled that bottle out of nowhere. I was like, where were you hiding that earlier?
He got his redemption. He got his redemption.
I can't wait to see what happens with now more, I guess, free Mason.
I hope he gets, like, excited about it now.
I hope that
now that he's done it, he's like, all right, I want to be in on this.
He's like, I have purpose. Like, let's do this thing.
I love it.
He needs something to do.
Yeah.
He's a doer. He needs something to be doing.
Instead of hanging out with poor Gio, who's just, you know, eye rolling back there.
Oh, and
poor
her
thing.
And not telling Agent Christopher, like, so Agent Christopher.
Oh, God.
Never mind, we're just having relationship issues. I'm like, dude, at least
this
tell
is
her.
Not the time.
How did they not know at this point?
I don't know.
Well, no, no. There's they know, but they don't know she's going to break it down more.
Yeah. She knows that clearly there's something happening.
Yeah.
But Agent Christopher doesn't know about, like, the vision. Or, sorry, premonitions part of it. Like, she knows that she's sick. And it's something supernatural, but she doesn't know exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
It's called communication. It helps everybody on the same
page. We do not have in this bunker at
No.
No.
I just like how also Jessica's, like, around but not around.
I mean, it's just kind of like with Lethal Weapon with their kids. Like, the kids are there, but they're not there at the same time. Yeah. I feel like it just happens in TV shows when, like, an actor has to
be
gone.
Too?
Yeah,
like, she's in there.
She's in that bathroom all day.
Like, just hanging out. You know? She's just, it's like a spa day, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, is she allowed to leave? I don't know
how
this works.
They have a TV. Just sits there and watching TV all day.
Oh my god, I'm like, please get out of this bunker. Go. Yeah. Go get some air. Goodbye. Anyway, but yeah, this episode was awesome, but I also, like, wanted more from Wyatt, because I was just like, I feel like you're just stuck now in this kind of, like, thing of, like, oh no, now I have to choose between two women I love, now what? I'm like, we have more important things called the world. Like, can we, and especially because now Rittenhouse is on the run.
Oh, how much did we like the Rittenhouse leader dude getting ready and, like, blowing things up of, like, self-destruct mode?
Yeah.
Look at you.
And his, like, little attempt of, like, shooting the gun.
He looked so awful trying to do that by himself. I was like, yo.
Well, that's why you use two hands.
But, I mean, I don't know. He was, like, handling it because at one point, and I think, but it kind of, like, skimmed over that I thought he got shot.
Yeah.
But
Wyatt or him?
Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, I thought he did, too.
He looked like he got shot.
Well, actually, I think he might have had a bulletproof vest. Oh, so he got hit on the vest.
That's also what I wanted to say. Rufus, if you're listening, Timeless Riders, Rufus, Malcolm, you know who I'm talking about. If you are going to go out and you know that you're going to die in this next episode, you should wear some chainmail, some bulletproof vests, just all of it. You know, make sure you have antidotes of every poison. Just have all of it, just in case. We don't know how you die, so we want to make sure we're ready.
It's hard enough for Lucy for women's clothes, but I would understand, like, why don't the men wear a bulletproof vest under their clothes all the time?
All the time, especially because most of the eras that they go back to, there's guns.
Very violent. Yes.
So... hey!
Accuracy maybe is a little off, but still. Then I would especially want a vest.
Hey, man. I'm just saying. We can make this work. Also, please, don't kill Rufus. I love him too much.
We can't kill Rufus. No. But we can talk about Wyatt not killing
Carol. He's just staring at her. She knows who he is, right? They've seen me. Okay. Interesting how she was staring back at him, too.
Well, I think it's because at first she was shocked, and then she was like,
you ain't gonna kill me.
You ain't got it in you.
Yeah.
So that's, what would you guys have done? Would you have shot your possibly future mother-in-law?
Nah. We weren't gonna work anyway. Kill her? You know, he could have
like
shot
injured her.
Yeah.
Shot her in the leg or something.
But what's the point?
Because then he could take her back. Like, she could be their prisoner. Yeah,
kidnapper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why he didn't do that.
Mm. But what would they really lose if she's gone, though? I mean, let's talk. I mean,
no, you're right.
Does Carol have a purpose anymore? Because she can't keep Lucy.
But she knows, like, all of Rittenhouse. Like, she knows what's going on and what their master plan is. So she would definitely be an asset.
Do we think she'll flip flop and come back? Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, straight up.
Oh, yeah. There's no way.
I think she doesn't really have a purpose for Rittenhouse because her whole purpose, I think, was to get. Nicholas back.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then now she's done that. And to keep Lucy together, but she can't even do that. Mm-hmm. Nicholas is back. So the only people that she would actually aid to is
our crew.
Yeah, our crew. Yeah.
No, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Especially because Ginger Murderer over there is going to end up going after her.
I think they need to kidnap her for sure. I think that would have been the best move is to shoot her and kidnap her for sure. 100%.
Yeah. Well, and where's the dad?
I don't know.
Everybody is coming together.
He's alive, right?
He's alive.
Okay. I keep thinking that he's dead, so I'm always
that's true.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, he's
maybe
definitely this actor
alive.
Couldn't come back.
Yeah.
So he's busy doing other things, maybe.
He is in Bosch.
I don't know. Yeah. That's true. So maybe he's doing that right now.
He's
so
always the bad guy.
But he's got that mug, you know? Like, I feel like that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, that episode was interesting. I'm very intrigued to see what we do with next week's episode, which I could not see the preview for.
She talked about it being about cowboys.
Well, she talked about cowboys, but I think I saw like a tiny clip of like women's rights or something like that for the next one. So I don't really, but it looked like it could be in cowboy time. I have no idea. So I'm not quite sure, but I know that Wyatt is going to be on mission this time with the group.
Okay. And so they have the four seats now, though. So it's like who?
No, I think you can bring everybody, but at least from what I saw in pictures for next week, Wyatt is going to be a mission because they were together in costume.
Mm. Now that they've
so is it going to be Wyatt and Flynn, or is it going to be Connor?
I think Connor's like, I think I'm good today.
Yeah.
I got mine. I'll do like 2 weeks from now. We'll just switch. We'll rotate. Yeah. We'll
He's like, I'm on shore leave for now.
Who's next?
Right.
But before we get into predictions, I know that there's a lag with our live chat and everything. This gives you time to put your predictions into the chat while we do this. But we're going to talk about Fan of the Week.
Yes.
Fan of the Week.
Our clock blocker Fan of the Week.
I love it.
Is Jamal Harris. I love his theory. He said the good guys need their own version of sleeper agents. He said last week JFK should be the first one since he still has his memories. They should have told him everything about Rittenhouse.
But he did though.
But yeah. So, but I
but
did.
Still, yeah, while. Yeah.
I think for this week the reason why we picked him is that they need their own version of sleeper agents.
They do.
This is such a brilliant idea, and I think a lot of fans like hopped on this
Start
idea.
Start that recruitment.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. They have to be super hardcore, but if you just gently guide things, you know.
I mean, there's more and more of them. They did the coding to fit the extra person, so.
Just drop someone off every time you go back.
Yeah,
I mean, who doesn't want a chance to
go
back in
time? Please.
Well, if you're a female or a person of color, depending on what time you want to go to.
No.
Yeah.
My mouth.
Take me to the 80s. Yeah. That sounds great. Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah. I mean, like, 60s is about as far back as I could probably go. Realistic.
My mouth. Oh, yeah, realistic. No. Okay, that makes sense. I was like,
I would totally be down to other times.
70s and up for me sounds great. I could just hide somewhere.
My mouth would get me in trouble. I would be one that's like, what did you say? Excuse me?
No,
to,
I'm
like,
with you.
Get this crazy lady that only wears pants because she refuses to wear skirts.
Well, that's why I thought 70s. 70s and 80s would be fine for us because we wore pants. But I mean, I would be getting into fights every 5 minutes.
And
I also need my phone.
Someone in the chat before we go said that the dad is in jail.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Definitely thought he was dead.
Yeah, Emily Hughes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I think he got arrested in season one at some point.
Oh, at the very end, he did get arrested. That's right.
So thank you. Thank you, Emily.
Because I totally forgot about that.
But I feel like they're... Okay, well, I guess I can leave that for predictions.
Yeah, so I think it's time.
Yeah.
To bring out predictions. Q. Cue that music.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, what do we think? I know, bring it in. Bring in that she.
Bring it in.
I definitely think that Lucy's mom is gonna have Carol. Carol is gonna have to is gonna end up joining our crew. I don't know when, but it has to happen.
Yeah.
Flynn and White are definitely gonna fight over Lucy at some point. Yes. It might not be like romantic off like the cuff. Yeah. It's gonna be just Flynn being like, "You're ruining everything," and he's like, "Well, you shouldn't even be here." And then you'll find out that you love her, don't you? And he's like, "Oh," and then just start fighting. Yeah. So yeah, that'll be our macho fight. You know,
I'm kind of shipping the Flynn and Lucy.
No! No. This is a safe space. It's fine. It's fine.
But it's that like guilty pleasure ship where I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I like this, and but also, I kind of do.
We also know that the actor who plays Flynn is just he's a handsome man.
So that's what I'm like. This is like junk food. You know it's bad for you, but you're like, but you know,
this could kill me eventually. But I'm gonna enjoy it until then.
Yes. YOLO.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. It does make sense because if you're hearing somebody in that bathroom, you know you gotta get your own. So.
I mean.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I thought they're in their room.
Either way,
you know that you're hearing something in a bunker. Yes.
The bunker is made out of metal.
Yes.
Sound just bounces everywhere. So pretty much you can hear all that business happening.
Yeah, and you hear, like, them giggling. Yeah, like, those that would totally be mad.
I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, you guys won't even give me my cell phone or headphones? No. It's not happening. Yeah.
We can't even get Netflix.
Yeah,
or
no.
Nothing, though, like,
but
Pandora.
Apparently they're Netflix and chilling in their room, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, so bring on the vodka.
Yeah.
You know, my prediction is there, since we now found out the dad is in jail, I think someone is going to bust him out of jail.
Ooh.
And get him to, because the great-grandfather is back, like, ready to dominate, and I think, the dad is, like, super hardcore. I don't think he's going to flip at all.
Yeah.
So I think once the mom gets flipped, then the dad is going to have to come in.
Smart. Oh, that would be a cool reveal
I'm
back.
Daddy's
home. I don't know.
I didn't think about that. That's really good. I am going to... Roll with Carrie on this one.
I am.
And I get the bad for you fast food coming out. Like, I get the vibe. Because I'm just like, you know what? Wyatt is just so darn attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you
Something
know.
About a bad boy.
You're showing me. And it's not even really a bad boy. The fact that he had a good side, but then bad circumstances just, you know, made him fight for what he had passion for.
Just murder people.
And, I mean,
generally bad people, though.
I mean, yes, true. True.
I'm shipping them. I don't know. I'm shipping them, too. But I think I'll roll with it. I think I said a couple weeks ago, Carol will flip. I think we're going to... I don't think we'll see it next episode, but maybe the episode after. But
yeah, not that soon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
She needs some other bigger betrayal to be like, I'm leaving them.
I think the Emma baby will be what flips her.
I love the Emma baby.
Because that's like, she is like setting her stone of like, she's going to be there and the other one, and Carol will just not be of any use to them. Once the Emma baby comes out, it's like going to be the, super baby.
I love their ship. It's like this evil ship.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so evil.
I love it. But yeah.
I keep forgetting about that Emma pregnancy. That's
just her popping up at that couch.
Yeah.
You know something is up.
Like,
hello there.
Guess what?
Right.
Surprise, mofos. Yeah. I'm pregnant.
Somebody in the chat, let's see, Emily, she said, Emily Hughes said that there's no predictions with Flynn whatsoever because she says, I repeat, he still wears his ring.
You know how TV shows go. That thing's gonna come right off. He's like, let me find some Crisco. Let me just let me get this off.
Like, throw it in the past, literally.
Yeah, literally. look, babe, I'm just gonna leave it. Leave it in the past for you. Oh.
Start the mothership. Start the life.
I watch too much TV. It's gonna happen, y'all. He's gonna take it off.
Yeah.
The ring is what he's going to take off. I don't know about a shirt yet. I don't think we've gotten that far.
Have we seen him shirtless much?
No, we haven't.
I think Wyatt we've seen, but definitely not. Finn.
I mean, he replaced, what was it, George Clooney on, like, ER or something at one point?
Like,
the actor that played Flynn.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't mind him as much because I love him so much, even though he's just a jerk.
You can't just pick anyone to replace George Clooney. I mean, let's be real. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's our prediction.
Sweet.
But yeah, so that was the episode. I'm super excited to see what we get next week because I don't know where this story is going. Yeah,
it was called
now.
Mrs. Sherlock Holmes.
That's right.
Yay.
Is that what the next episode's called?
Yeah, that's what the next one. Charmed Original said that, and it was based in 1919 in New York City.
Oh, that's going to be good.
I was going to say, they've generally only stayed in the States, right? They haven't traveled.
They went
to
Europe for Marie Curie.
Right, yes. And they have. They have.
Germany.
It's very
Sherlock
rare,
Holmes here.
Mrs. Sherlock Holmes. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess not Cowboys just yet, right? Because that's definitely not the time frame that we're in.
No.
Yeah,
maybe,
so that must
maybe
be...
Maybe she's, like, really looking
really,
in the future.
That's, like...
I mean, they have...
Episodes.
They have horses.
She's episodes ahead of us. Yeah. Spoilers. Come on, buddy.
You and the mothership girl. Come on.
No, stop. Yes. So, yeah. But thank you all for hanging out with us with this episode. It was awesome, and I can't wait to be with you guys next week. So, where can these timeless fans find you, starting down there?
You can find me, Takira Shabray, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabray.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Virginia Reina.
And you guys can find me online at Carrie Dillane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
And you guys can find me here right after this show if you love Supernatural, and at A-Torres-890. Guys and gals, we will see you guys next week and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Mwah.
See you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.